WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air, a 1951 live nightclub recording by pianist Lenny Tristano's sextet at Chicago's Blue Note Club has been released for the first time. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Tristano had a cool, egghead reputation. That same year, Time magazine called him the Schoenberg of jazz. But Kevin says he could play pretty hot. Here's Kevin's review.
I'd like to play sax of a kind.
Lenny Tristano's sextet with Willie Dennis on trombone in 1951. Sax of a Kind is by band saxophonists and Tristano's star pupils Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh. Lenny told them to write lines that sounded like how they wanted to play. In their case, fast and fleet with plenty of complications, like their teacher. When Tristano solos on piano, his right hand sings like a horn or jumps into hyperspeed or hints at Bach keyboard inventions. But he also knows piano is a percussion instrument. Funny to hear Tristano shrink into the background whenever the horns speak up. He didn't like a rhythm section to upstage a soloist. This is from the nightclub recording Chicago, April 1951, on two CDs from the Uptown label. As ever, Tristano used the chords to familiar pop tunes as grist for improvisation. Here they improvise a little counterpoint too, though not in the Bach style. Dave Brubeck once trashed Tristano's casual approach to such interplay, and for sure the sextet's free-for-alls are less tidy than Brubeck counterpoint. This is from All the Things You Are. Tristano Gang's cool reputation owes a lot to his thoughtful tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh. His prime inspiration was Lester Young, the epitome of cool, who could make a few well-chosen notes swing like crazy. Marsh could do that too. Here he takes off from one of his own soloistic written lines. Warren Marsh made an excellent fit with alto saxophonist Lee Konitz, who's still out there exploring the same tunes 64 years later. Marsh is great, but Konitz moves me more. In 1951, he had his partner's unflappable cool, but his tone had more bite. had some of that Charlie Parker cry in it. It still does. All those standard chord progressions and the string of solos format get confining after a while. You wish they'd break up the routines a bit. Lee Konitz has spoken of Tristano gigs where the counterpoint would break into free improvisation sometimes. They don't get up to that here, but we'll take what we do get. Tristano and Company narrowly focused and burning bright. Jazz laser beams.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Chicago, April 1951, the live nightclub recording by pianist Lenny Tristano Sextet, released for the first time on the Uptown label.